Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When you think about dementia, you may jump straight to the health effects on the deteriorating mind. But what about a person's confidence? Andrea Aswahe of member station WBUR takes us to Northern Ireland to meet a man working to restore a sense of pride to those who are slowly forgetting who they are.
Jim Gray no longer looks like the athlete he used to be. He uses a walker to get around. His legs sometimes give him trouble. But Jim still remembers the days he used to strap on boxing gloves and climb into the ring.
I fought for Ulster.
You did not?
Oh, I did. I fought against Germany.
In boxing?
Uh-huh.
Well, don't be boxing me today if I do anything wrong, okay?
Jim is bantering with his friend Lenny White. It's not the first time Lenny's heard about Jim's boxing days. He's heard about them many times before because Jim, in the early stages of dementia, repeats himself.
In the very younger day, I used to box, you know. I fought for Ulster, so I did.
The unlikely friendship between 37-year-old Lenny and 81-year-old Jim began just this year. But Lenny's work with the elderly dates back 20 years, when he was a dishwasher at what the Irish call a care home. Even though he had a passion for caregiving, he decided to pursue a more lucrative career. He spent nearly two decades working in sales. But Lenny wanted a job that would give him a sense of purpose.
I knew that I was called for something, but I didn't know what. And I was always searching for what do I want to be.
In his search, he learned about a course to become a barber. It piqued his interest, and by 2016, he had his diploma. Then, an idea struck him.
I remember back when I used to work in the care home all those years ago, I used to watch the hairdresser taking the wee ladies and going out, and I thought, I would like to go in and do a men's day.
Lenny thought, what if I provided hair care services to elderly men? What if I could pamper them? So he reached out to a local care home, and they were interested.
So basically, I'll go in, it's a pop-up barber shop, I'll set up the barber pole, I'll bring the jukebox for the music. So they're walking into that shop and they instantly recognise the pole, they recognise my barber cape, they recognise, there's Lenny, he's the barber, he's coming in.
2 months into his barbering gig, the Alzheimer's Association reached out to Lenny. They wanted to train him to care for people with dementia.
I'll talk to them quietly, I'll bend down to their eye level, I will say, this is Lenny, I'm a barber, I'm here to cut your hair. Maybe if they're very agitated, I'll maybe sit and, if I maybe shaving them, for example, I'll maybe even hold their hand while I'm shaving them with the other hand.
Lenny's business grew rapidly, and so did his passion for the job. He had finally found his calling, a career that gave him the fulfillment he was seeking.
I am the world's first dementia-friendly barber.
Now Lenny visits 55 care homes on rotation. At every stop, he cuts hair, trims eyebrows, and provides clean shaves, small gestures that give the men back their confidence.
There you go. 10 years younger, Jim. And that'll do you for a few weeks, sir.
Oh,
all right, that's you finished.
I get a lot of people saying, you know, my dad, you know, I knew that he was getting bad whenever he stopped shaving. That would have been something, his appearance was very important to him. It's so important for their families, especially, you know, when they come in and they go, that just looks like my dad, you know, thank you so much.
Lenny's days aren't always easy. There are times he works with men who are far along in their dementia and become easily agitated.
Some of them are in their final stages. Every 6 weeks I return to a different care home, we find out that Jimmy isn't there, that Sammy's gone. But how I deal with that is just, I just try and be positive. You know that I've done these men proud, that they're looking good. I am these men's last barber, you know, and that's a privilege.
Lenny says he's honored to do this work, and the thought of bringing joy to these men, even if it's just for a fleeting moment, is worth every tear shed over a final goodbye. For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Aswahe.
Andrea's story is part of WBUR's Kind World series. For more information, go to hearandnow.org.